The Infinite Heir, written by Fiona Kidman and read by Heather Bolton. The young woman, in a sleeveless white silk dress, stood at the window of a small apartment, gazing out over the warm organic colours of Rome, its ancient earth and stone. It was evening, and across the roofs of buildings, she saw another woman sitting at a window, level with her, looking out as she did. This other woman sat quite still most of the time, reading a book perhaps, for she glanced down at her hands now and then as if turning a page. She wore her hair in a chignon, and from the poise of her shoulders, Jean guessed that she was one of those elegant older women whom she saw making their way to the shops in Trastevere. Jean wished that she would look up, give her a wave, although perhaps that would be considered improper here in Rome. Just some acknowledgement would have satisfied her. She longed for her mother at this moment. The stranger had the same familiar imperious tilt of the head. The apartment where Jean Batten stood was the home of Jack Reason, secretary to the heir attaché in Rome. The walls were pale and sun lit up the room during the day. Otherwise, it was a plain place, with little ornamentation beyond a vase or two, a pretty enough rug, and some light raffia furniture, as if the owners were used to shifting house often, and everything they owned could be easily transported to some other posting. It had surprised her at first that in spite of the ancient buildings beyond, and the difference of the city, she was surrounded by the odours of tobacco and talcum powder, bacon fat and disinfectant, the smells she and her mother had been accustomed to in London, in cheap, temporary lodgings. The trouble had begun in Marseille, on the first day of the flight. Just a year before, she had destroyed a plane in Baluchistan, a plane that had not belonged to her. That had been misfortune, she believed, pure and simple. But this time, there was no avoiding it had been her fault. The gypsy moth had ended up squatting in a field of grass on the edge of the Tiber, its undercarriage shattered, the wings crumpled. As she had glided through the night, with only a torch to show her the way, twisting and weaving like a firefly in the night, she had somehow avoided tall wireless masts on each side.